We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We have Horowitz and Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. McCarthy will have another update here in about 26 minutes. Am I missing the boat on something, people? Is it slow headlines time in the NFL that this surprising announcement, and not surprising to some, of Andrew Luck with the Indianapolis Colts is being treated like Tom Brady retired? Now, Luck has had a decent NFL career. 23,671 passing yards would sound like a lot. Jay Cutler finished with over 35,000. Romo's in that 35,000 category. Matt Stafford's the fastest to 30,000. Four Pro Bowl appearances, I think 4-4 in playoff football. Yet, over the last 2 hours, especially while I was watching a heck of a college football game between the U and Florida. Oh, the turnover chains. Some were telling me on Twitter, it's a disgrace. I love it. And they put the area code in it. And you know what? I ordered one with the 616 area code for West Michigan, and I'm going to wear the huge chain. And I'm asking my buddies, we're watching the game, and I'm like, am I missing something? Why? Yeah, we have Antonio Brown's helmet. Well, first his feet, then his helmet. And now that Andrew Luck retired, had the calf injury, mentally wore down through the injuries. He's had I won't use the word illustrious, but he's had a mid to upper level NFL career. And I just was going through some numbers because I have Luck in that category, and he had a great 2018 season, maybe the best yet. 67% of his passes, according to CBSSports.com, while setting career highs in passing yards, QB rating, and QBR. 39 touchdown passes in 2018 were also one of the career highs he set back in 2014. But, wow. You don't know. And those aren't Hall of Fame numbers. I think to get the media attention that Andrew Luck has received in the last couple of hours, that has to be a Hall of Famer retiring. It does. I know everybody's desperate for the start of the regular season. We are paralyzed by preseason football. And Andrew Luck was a good guy. He played hard. He went through a ton of injuries during his career, just like Matt Stafford has with Detroit. Okay? And these guys are tough. And the Colts are a better team with him. That's why Dan Dockage, who's an indie talk show host and one of the best college basketball analysts, tweeted out what the Bears-Colts game tonight. They're booing Luck off the field. I don't think he's in the boo category. I mean, Jay Cutler was close with his, what, two playoff appearances? Romo 2-4 in the postseason. Romo does a great job with Nance on CBS NFL football, but think about Luck through six NFL seasons. Torn cartilage in two ribs, partially torn abdomen, a lacerated kidney that left him peeing blood, at least one concussion, a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, and now this mysterious calf ankle issue that led to this, and he was mentally fried with the injuries. He should be celebrated in Indy, but I don't think celebrated nationally like he was one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. I'm sorry. And that's not a knock on Andrew Luck. In Indy, where he played, hey, you know what? I think Dockage was doing a show on Sunday, a special Andrew Luck retiring. It's a big deal. But it's not as big of a deal nationally to warrant breaking news. It's not, because I have him in, and I do the statewide show in Michigan, and I argue with Lions fans all the time, Matt Stafford, I don't care about your fastest at 30,000. You're not a Hall of Famer. Oh, Marino. No, you're not. Marino was a gamer. All right? It's like Romo. Romo's not a Hall of Famer. He might now because he's, you know, doing TV front and center. I don't think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't. It's not Hall of Fame worthy. I have never, and Andrew Luck had a great year, made Eric Ebron a Pro Bowler, and Matt Stafford made him a guy who could get traded or cut in Detroit, right? But I will never talk later in my life about how good Andrew Luck was. I will about Bradshaw, Montana, Steve Young, Aikman, Brady, obviously, right? I mean, heck, you know, Mahomes, for what it's worth right now, I can't get enough of that guy. Breeze? Yeah, Breeze announced he was retiring tonight. I could see all the headlines, all the stories. Everybody with the Twitter account who's into the NFL, we have to treat this. We need a storyline. We don't have games for a couple of weeks, and I watch the college football game, and I want the regular season NFL. That's what these media types are saying. Not a Hall of Famer. Not the best to ever play for the Colts. Hello, Peyton Manning. Had a, like I said, a middle-of-the-pack NFL career. That's how I look at it. 4 Pro Bowls. You know, it seems almost everybody makes a Pro Bowl. So our first huge question of the night. Do you think Andrew Luck's NFL career warrants all of the media coverage we've watched the last 2 hours online? Everything. I'll tell you who's a happy guy, Desmond Howard, doing the college game day. Horowitz, did you hear or see, and I know he apologized for his, what, Wayne Brady reference about choke the bee. Did you see that, Horowitz?
I did see it.
And my first thought was, and I didn't see it live, when I looked at that, I thought somebody had inserted his voice into that, that wasn't real, and that wasn't live, and that wasn't at Disney World. Now, he turned around and apologized right away, and usually if you come clean quick and you don't try and tap dance or spin it, people will forgive you. And some are saying, well, it's funny or fired. You know, they didn't remove him immediately. I don't think he'll get fired. How did you judge it? Because Desmond Howard right now is wearing a Colts jersey with the name Luck, and I'm Lucky on the back.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. When I heard it, I kind of went, yeah, you know, we work in the industry. It's not something you should say, but it's not the end of the world. I didn't get the reference. Once I heard that it was a reference to a comedy bit, okay, but he needs to be smarter than that on the air. But I'm not one to lose my mind over it.
Well, first off, isn't Wayne Brady hosting Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah, I think so. But I haven't watched that show since I was about 16 years old, okay. And I was homesick.
I know Wayne Brady used to have a fledgling career. But if you're going to reference somebody who's hosting Let's Make a Deal right now, oh, I'm looking at Lucky.com, Desmond Howard with an Andrew Luck jersey that says Go Colts. And then Wayne Brady sent out a video, because it's the most exposure he's gotten since he was with, like, who is it, Drew Carey, right? Was that the guy they used to do that improv stuff, which was fun?
Yes, yes.
Whose line is it? Is that it or
yeah,
something?
Which was tremendous, by the way.
It was awesome. I love it. But he hasn't, you know, and he's funny, and he's a singer, and he's, you know, on the fly, that improv ad-lib. But I wonder, though, with Disney, with the reference, but I think his apology, which was awkward because you're sitting there at Disney World, and I saw Minnie flipping him off in the background. Goofy had to be held back, okay, because he loves Minnie. Snow White said, stick this in your 7 dwarfs, and they all were trying to charge the College Game Day set, and they had minis back, all right? They did. You don't want to mess with them, though. It was Pocahontas. There was the Disney characters. Did I ever tell you, Horowitz, my confrontation with Mickey Mouse at Disney World? Did I ever tell you that story?
No, but now I'm really upset you never did.
Hold on. This is a good one. First time I ever take my kids to Disney World, the little ones were 3, 4, and 5. The older ones were around 10 and 11, right? So this is basically 10, 11 years ago. We get into the, and I went during the holidays, which I will tell you, as a father of five, I would rather go to Afghanistan and be waterboarded in some remote cave.
Oh, jeez.
But I stood in this line during the holidays, somewhere right after Christmas, maybe it was just before, and it's to meet Mickey and get the photo, right? Okay, and I'm thinking, it's Disney World. Tell me you don't have 1,000 Mickeys lined up. But they don't. So I'm in this massive line, okay, with smelly people from all over the world. And I got, you know, 3 kids in strollers, 2 older kids who are bored. And I wait for a good 2 hours. We're going to get this photo. We're going to go back to the hotel where we're staying on property. And it's going to be a perfect ending to one of the most stressful days of my life. So all of a sudden, we wait all through this line. We get right to the rope. And the lady comes out, you know, one of the cast members, right, at Disney World. And she goes, and she has like a little microphone, you know, not a bullhorn, but something where she could click and talk to me. She goes, "Your attention, please. Mickey needs to take a break. He'll return in 45 minutes.
Oh, no.
All right. So Mickey, and they can't talk, is walking with this woman. I have the lose it moment where I go, "Where are you going? I have 5 kids." The next thing I know, the woman, I guess he gets security. He is Mickey Mouse. He turns slowly and looks back at me. Now, he can't talk. And Mickey turns, and I go, "What are you looking at?" And the people around me, they don't know if they should laugh. They don't know if they should take their children and run, or if every possible code red Disney security person should just tackle me. But when he turned around, and I still remember this like it's yesterday, he gave me that look like we do. Like, Horowitz, you're walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden Boccioni says, "You know what? You stink as a producer." And you would turn around and give him the look where, if I could deck you right now, I would. And Mickey gave me that look where I was kind of stunned, like, "Oh, so you think you're a tough mouse?
You're going to take him on?"
I was ready. You know, I'm dropping like the 9 knapsacks I have, the dry wipes. I got everything. I go, "You want to go right now? You want to go? Get your camera phones ready, people, because I'm going to whip Mickey's ass." Oh, so then, you know, my what? Maybe this is part of the reason we're divorced. My ex-wife goes, "Well, let's just come back tomorrow." I said, "No, I waited this long. We're waiting till he comes back." So when he comes back, I'm thinking, it's not the same Mickey. I go, "They switched it out. It's a shift change." And when we walk up, it's still the same lady. And I go, "You know how long I waited?" And she goes, "Oh, well, thanks for your wait. We got a little Disney World medallion." And I go, "No." And I'm looking at Mickey. I go, "That guy made my kids wait almost 3 hours. I'm never coming back." And then Mickey kind of looked at me again, and I'm thinking, all right, it's time for us to tangle. I haven't been back.
Is that by choice or did Disney bar you from the park?
When we start,
they got banned. Your face at
I'm
every
banned.
Entrance.
I'm on the no ride list.
Roger, facial recognition right now, gate 5, Bill Simonson from Michigan, gate 5, please get the security detail around Mickey now.
Oh, God, that's why I go to Universal.
You know, that Mouse Laborers Union 1272, those union-mandated breaks.
The way he looked, yeah, I'm thinking, I do, I'm thinking like he, or I'm going, all right, what if Mickey had the spicy burrito at lunch over at the Dwarf Shack?
See, that I would understand. When nature comes calling.
Yeah, I didn't want to walk up and go, you smell like a rat. Oh, gosh.
How we've worked together for 4.5 years now. The fact that we've gone this long and you haven't told that story.
I think because it was with College Game Day was at Disney World. The game, the U in Florida, that Florida won. A great football game. My Lord, that was awesome. Yeah, and they brought up the Disney World with Desmond Howard. And then Andrew Luck's story. I think Desmond Howard called Andrew Luck and said, could you retire? Could you retire? And his choice of words, and I'll get to it later. I don't think it's fireable. I think it's one of those things where you call somebody in, and maybe they've already addressed it, and he did his apology right away, which kind of killed the snowball effect. But you can't go there again. You go there again, you're done. That's it. Can't go there. But if you want to join in, first question of the night, do you think there's too much hype on the sudden retirement of Andrew Luck? And also, where does he rank? Well, what level is he in? He's not penthouse. I call him mid-level. He's not basement. He's in that group with Cutler, Romo, Matt Stafford right now, the fastest, the 30,000. I think he's in that group, and I don't think I'm far off. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Horowitz and Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio. McCarthy will have an update coming up here in just a few moments. First question of the night, and you can answer it. All this hype the last, 3 hours? About Andrew Luck retiring. I don't get it. I don't. Drew Brees? Yes. Brady? Yes. Aaron Rodgers? If they unexpectedly retired? And nothing against Rodgers. I have him in the Romo, Cutler, Matt Stafford category. Decent NFL quarterbacks with big numbers. What'd they do in the postseason? How many championships? What was Luck? 4-4? Romo 2-4? I think Stafford hasn't won a playoff game, but the Lions haven't won a playoff game since 91. And Cutler had 2 playoff appearances, but threw for, I think, over 35,000 yards. So you can join in. Is the hype worthy of the NFL career of Andrew Luck? And then what category do you put him in when you look at the top shelf of QBs in the NFL? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Anthony in Dallas listening on 105.3 FM in the Metroplex. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your format, and I don't always agree with you, but You bring it, you tell it like it is, and it's from the heart, and so I give you the utmost respect. But I wanted to talk about this Andrew Luck thing. I'm a little bit soft on his reasoning. The fact that, just the timing and so forth, and then he mentioned things like he wasn't having fun And he attributed it to the injury, but a lot of times you're not having fun when you're not winning and stuff, right? They were in the playoffs against the Chiefs last year, and so something about that. You know, you look at other players in the NFL like Carson Palmer, you know, like Kawhi Leonard, even maybe Kevin Durant. A lot of them, there was, you know, concerns about how the team handled the injuries and things of this nature. And so I something about this, I think, is more than the average bear. And let me just say this. The reason why it's a big deal, maybe media-wise or something like that, is because of the fact not that he's whatever, Tom Brady or anything like that, but he's a high-profile athlete that is basically quitting his career in his prime, giving up $30 million a year and that type of thing. And there's something about that that, you know, that I'm questioning. And I just wanted to make that comment.
All right, well, Anthony, thanks for the call in Dallas. I think you're going to see a lot of younger retirees in the NFL. The physical wear and tear, and I went through the list of injuries through six NFL seasons for Andrew Luck. Mentally, that has to wear you out. Physically, it does. These guys, not only the concussion era, they're just going to walk. You're paid. How much money do you need? If you bank 10, 5, you know, how many of us could live a great life with $5 million in the bank? You know, these guys are going to walk. A lot of them are. And it's a different mindset in this generation. And I'm not the old guy saying, get off my lawn. But look how violent. I'm watching Miami and Florida tonight, and look at the physical specimens in that game. The strength, the speed, the collisions, the wear and tear. And you're right, if you're not winning, Calvin Johnson retired early because of injuries and the fact that the Lions weren't winning. Barry Sanders walked away. It is a violent game. We love it, but we're not playing it. 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Mike in Dallas. Back-to-back in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on 105.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Michael.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Man, I'm just saying that I'm kind of glad that he's out of the league now, because I just think Andrew Luck was like the most overrated quarterback ever. I mean, when you watched him play that game in 2014 against Dallas, he threw like, what, three interceptions? Yeah. And then, he's the most overrated quarterback ever, and everybody gives him all this praise and like, he's this great and that not and whatnot. And no, he was garbage.
I wouldn't call him garbage. And Mike, thanks for the call in Dallas. He's not garbage. He had a successful NFL career. I think he earned his money in Indy with the injuries and the physical toll and everything else. But he's not a great quarterback. And to me, he didn't warrant this coverage the last 3 hours. Like Breeze, Brady, or Rodgers was walking away.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Horowitz and Boccioni producing the show back in New York City at the CBS Sports Radio headquarters. McCarthy with another update here in about 20 minutes. Breaking news about 3 hours ago, Andrew Luck unexpectedly announced his retirement. Didn't want to deal with the mental side of rehabbing injury after injury. Saw Doug Gottlieb, noted sportscaster, say it defines the millennial generation. Did the career of Andrew Luck warrant breaking news status? It didn't in my book, and I delivered that. Huge opinions open this hour. You can answer that. And also, where do you put Luck now that he has retired? He could come back. Who knows? But he's a different cat, and more power to him. What class of QB do you put Andrew Luck in? Some are saying, well, he's a top 10 QB when healthy of all time. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Jordan in Fort Worth, Texas, You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, so when I saw the breaking news for it, I didn't think breaking news-wise as he was a great quarterback and people were remembering. I saw it as, like, this franchise has been waiting for him to come back for all these years. Their golden child that's going to save their franchise. He finally comes back, and then he just decides to retire. So they've been waiting all these years for him to come back. And then all of a sudden he's like, ah, never mind, guys. I'm going to go ahead and head out even though you spent all these years waiting on me. That was more of like a, they just left him high and dry, and it's kind of like, I don't know. It just seems kind of weird that he would just drop off like that after all these years they've waited.
I agree. And also, go on the IR for 8 games and see where you're at 8 games from now. People could buy a foot, a calf injury. And thanks for the call, Jordan, from Fort Worth, Texas. How about Dallas stepping up? 105.3 out of the gate tonight on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Let's keep it in Dallas. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I think people are selling him short, man. I watched him since he was in high school because I lived in Houston before I moved up here. And dude has been a beast wherever he was. The problem, I mean, think about it. They got rid of Peyton Manning. They sucked for Luck. They really did. And so they did it for a reason. The kid was good. But, you know, you think about who he played with and what he played with. He did pretty good with what he played with.
Thank you for the call.
I think the reason that he really is looked at that way is because of the potential that he could have been.
We can do that potential thing. And David, thanks for the call in Dallas. We can do the potential thing all day long, okay? Luck was, and I had a great career at Stanford, okay? I'm not going to say a system QB, but I've never looked at Andrew Luck. Maybe early when he started, thought he could have been an Elway-type guy, right? But I've never looked at Luck and said he could change a team. You know, those quarterbacks are defined by what they do in the playoffs, not stats. I mean, we are in such an analytical society that we judge everything by stats. And I deal with this in the debate on Matt Stafford all the time, who's in the year number 11. Fastest to 30,000. I get the franchise hasn't won a playoff game since 1991. I judge quarterbacks, not on athletic ability. We are all hypocrites. Andrew Luck, all these guys, Romo, Jay Cutler, Matt Stafford, they're great athletes. You played in the NFL. You made millions. More power to you. But I believe when we start talking Hall of Fame, when we start talking about the greatest to ever play the game, the bar is set by the Montanas, the Bradys, the Bradshaws. It's about what you do in the postseason. It's about how you lead your team if you're Aaron Rodgers and you got a converted wide receiver at running back and somehow you almost find your way to a Super Bowl. That's what the great quarterbacks do. They put a team on their back and they take them places. It's kind of like hearing Dak Prescott wants $40 million a year. Dak Prescott is the reason the Cowboys win? Oh, excuse me. Not a lot of playoff games, but they win regular season games. I look at quarterbacks, college, pro. I look at the Saints if they don't have Breeze. Okay? Look at Drew Brees. Well, look at how it ended in San Diego, and then he went to New Orleans and Katrina and just the class act he is on and off the field. And again, we're not talking about character getting in the conversation. I'm just saying that dude puts a team on his back. And Andrew Luck did it at times, but that word potential, and that's why, David, I didn't mean to cut you off in Dallas, but I'm not going to debate potential. In my mind, Andrew Luck unexpectedly retiring doesn't warrant breaking news status. I'm sorry. It doesn't. If he was off to the Hall of Fame, maybe. But he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not. And I have him in that category leading the pack with a, you know, is it a Romo career, right? What was Romo, 2-4 in the playoffs? Jay Cutler, when I was looking up numbers, I was surprised to see that Cutler threw for over 35,000. I think it's closer to 36,000. I was shocked. I really was. Because I was trying to figure out, okay, when I saw the breaking news conversation, Twitter, Facebook, you know, during the Miami-Florida game, which was awesome. Okay, well, who do I compare him to? Who is he close to? Yeah, Cutler is 35,133 yards. Is that shocking? It was to me. Man, that was amazing. I think Romo's closer to a little over 36,000. You know, who do you in a group of great NFL QBs, who is in that group with Andrew Luck? And does it warrant breaking news status? I don't think so, but you can join us 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Alex in Milwaukee, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hello, Mr. Huge. Nice to talk to you again. Fantastic show as usual, coming with the hard facts. Appreciate that. I was, listening to you talk. Did it deserve breaking news? Probably not. But like you say, a lot of people hang on every stat, and we happened to just get done with our draft when we found out, and my brother was kind of zinging his girlfriend, oh, you lost Luck. But, you know, I kind of think he was like a Trent Green, Mark Bulger, you know, a quality character, a quality guy, but nothing overwhelming. You know, not a per se someone who's been in Montana Super Bowls. I mean, championships matter. If you look at Terry Bradshaw's numbers, historically, they're not good, but he won a ton of Super Bowls. You know, and shame on the guy who called earlier and said he's absolute garbage. I mean, that little thought came out of his mouth on that. I mean, the incredible mental and physical toll that takes to come back from these injuries, and it's also not about money. I get tired of hearing that. Oh, you know, he's got to do it for the money. No, it's not about that. You know, do you have a will or desire to keep playing or not? But all-around good quarterback, not a Hall of Famer.
I agree, 100%. Great call, Alex. Thanks for listening to Milwaukee. Yeah, fantasy drafts, how many people had those and took Luck? Because you looked at Eric Ebron, that Luck made a Pro Bowler. Matt Stafford made him a guy that the Lions thought was worthless, okay? Now, I'll give Luck credit on that side. I shared the video at Saturday Huge. OJ was saying, hey, how come you couldn't tell? He did a video at his fantasy draft for his team where he said, why couldn't you tell me? It says, Andrew Luck, this is OJ. He's got almost 1 million followers. It says, Andrew Luck, you couldn't have shared that news before I drafted you an hour ago. Hashtag Andrew Luck. It's OJ. Looks like he's eating wings, but he's only using a fork, not a knife. So, yeah, I shared that at Saturday Huge on Twitter. You can check it out. How many people took Luck? Because T.Y. Hilton, Paris Campbell. Man, with Ebron, now it's Jacoby Brissett. My first thought when I saw the news during the Canes and the Gators was, okay, you have a pretty good team in Indy. You had a team that won a playoff game and got blown out in Kansas City. So and QB depth is thin and rare right now in the NFL. So if you're the Colts, do you go offer up, you know, not a first, but maybe a second rounder for Ryan Fitzpatrick? Dolphins aren't going anywhere. And that way they can just, they trade it for Rosen, they give him the job and they live with it. Maybe, you know, pick a number one next spring in the draft. You look at a Flacco in Denver, and when you have the Chargers and the Chiefs and the AFC West and the Raiders up and coming, do you maybe bail on Flacco? And I don't know the exact salary cap parameters involved, and take a high draft pick from the Colts and do that deal. I know teams in the AFC South are pretty happy right now. Jacoby Brissett, Luck gave him a lot of love, but I don't see it, but they're pretty good weapons. Trying to find good quarterbacks in the NFL. The thought of Colin Kaepernick was out there, but he's not ready to be a starter in the NFL, and I don't think he wants to be a backup. It doesn't fit his image if he's a backup in the NFL. Trading for Fitzpatrick or the Flacco thing with Denver isn't a crazy idea. It's not. Where are the Broncos going? And could you get a year or two out of Flacco if you're Indy with that talent? I think you could. Callers online, I promise North America will hear you next. I also have a ton of tweets rolling in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. You can answer our huge question of the night. Did the retirement, which was unexpected, of Andrew Luck warrant all of this media coverage? And what group do you put him in historically with NFL QBs? 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.